Welcome back to the deep dive.
It really feels like the image of coding, like lone genius typing away, that's just changing so fast. The whole world of software development, it's not just evolving, it feels like it's shape-shifting under our feet. We're probably right in the middle of this huge change in how software gets made. Today, we're going to peel back the layers on something really exciting, maybe even fun. It's called vibe coding. And it's not just a technical thing. It sounds more like a creative process, mixing AI tools with a workflow that's actually, enjoyable and super productive. So our mission today, basically give you the shortcut to understanding this shift. We'll unpack what vibe coding is, why it seems to be everywhere suddenly, what you might need to get started, and what it could mean for the future of making software. Think of this deep dive as your guide. You'll get the key insights, stay informed, and hey, maybe it'll spark some ideas for your own projects, whatever your skill level is right now. Okay, so let's get into it. Vibe coding, it's such a great name, right? It makes you think of flow, intuition. What is it actually? Reading our sources, it seems like a big departure from, typing every single line.
That's a really good way to put it. It is a departure. So, what is vibe coding? Think about building a house. Are you laying every single brick yourself, meticulously?
Right, the old way, maybe.
Or are you more like the architect, directing a crew with a blueprint? Vibe coding pushes you towards that architect role. You're staying in that creative flow state because the AI is handling the boring stuff, the syntax. Your brain focuses on the what and why, not the how, not every semicolon.
Ah, okay. So less tedious detail, more big picture.
Exactly. It's fast, it's creative, and importantly, the output can still be really high quality.
So the developer becomes less of a typist, more of a director. That sounds amazing, honestly. Liberating.
It really can be.
And this isn't just some fuzzy concept, is it? I read it has quite specific origins.
That's right. It's not just a buzzword someone made up. The term vibe-driven development really got attention thanks to Andrej Karpathy, co-founder of OpenAI.
Oh, okay, makes sense.
Yeah. And the core idea is using large language models, LLMs, and other AI tools for essentially natural language programming. You're not just writing code, you're kind of talking to the AI, prompting it to generate what you need.
A conversation to create code.
It's a fundamental shift in how humans and computers interact to build software.
Really? That does sound like a seismic shift. I mean, thinking about developers spending hours on repetitive tasks, debugging. The mental drain. If vibe coding cuts out a lot of that typing, what's the biggest win? Is it just speed, or is there something deeper, like
Oh,
psychologically?
it's definitely both. But yeah, the psychological part.
Ooh,
Often
yeah.
overlooked, it is incredibly fast and effective, gets rid of so much grunt work. But the real magic might be maintaining that flow state you talked about.
Right, staying in the zone.
Exactly. Developers can keep refining strategies, trying out ideas without getting stuck on syntax errors or, trying to remember some obscure library function. It changes coding from this sometimes frustrating, detail-heavy task into something more fluid, more like creative problem-solving.
Managing cognitive load.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Let the AI handle the small stuff.
Precisely. Your brain stays focused on the high-level design, the innovation.
That sounds like a genuine game changer, a less stressful way to build things. That alone could explain why it's catching on. But zooming out, what else is driving this? Why now?
Well, it connects to some really big trends impacting the whole tech world, not just individual devs. First, and this is maybe the most profound, democratization.
Democratization. How so?
It's not just making coding easier, it's shifting the main bottleneck. It used to be knowing how to code. Now it's becoming more about knowing what to build. Think about it, someone with a great idea, but maybe no traditional coding background or big team. They suddenly have this power to test and build incredibly quickly. Years of development time might shrink down to weeks.
Wow. So it empowers the idea person more directly.
That's the disruptive part, yeah. It empowers the ideator kind of regardless of their specific coding skills.
That is powerful. Less about gatekeeping knowledge, more about enabling vision.
Exactly. And second, it massively speeds up that idea to execution process.
Okay.
Tools like ChatGPT, Gemini. The gap between thinking of something and having actual software to play with just collapses. You can describe a feature, and pretty soon, you've got working code.
Literally moments later,
It's
sometimes.
that agility. You can switch between brainstorming and seeing it work almost instantly.
So, yeah, no more waiting ages for a proof of concept. You could prototype something over lunch. That's wild.
Which leads straight to the third driver. It's perfect for agility and rapid prototyping. Vibe coding shines when you're spinning up side projects, iterating on designs, or building those minimum viable products, MVPs, faster than ever.
Makes sense.
It really fuels rapid innovation, makes it easier for anyone, individuals, small teams, to experiment, fail fast if needed, and pivot. It just helps anyone looking to build do it quickly, creatively, without getting totally bogged down in the weeds of old school coding.
That paints a really exciting picture. Fast innovation, more people able to create. But playing devil's advocate for a second, is there a downside? Does making it this easy risk, I don't know, a flood of low quality stuff? Or maybe we lose some fundamental craft. If anyone can vibe code, does that devalue the skill?
That's a really important question, and it's something the developer community is definitely thinking about. Yes, it lowers the barrier, but it also shifts what the skill is.
Okay, how so?
It becomes less about memorizing syntax or typing perfectly, and more about critical thinking, prompt engineering, how you ask the AI for things, and understanding system architecture. The skill is about guiding the AI effectively, designing good systems, choosing the right solutions.
So the skill evolves, it doesn't disappear.
Exactly. And as for quality, well, that's where the rules and best practices we should probably talk about come in. It's not about blindly trusting the AI for everything. It's about smart collaboration.
Right, that makes sense. It's an assisted process. Okay, so this sounds like a huge shift, empowering lots of new creators. But for someone listening, maybe like me, the obvious next question is, all right, I'm interested. How do I actually start doing this? What's the practical toolkit? What do I need to, you know, get my hands dirty?
Great question. To really jump into vibe-driven development, there are a few key things to get familiar with. First up, AI-based code editors.
Okay, specific examples.
Yeah, tools like Cursor, GitHub Copilot, maybe Replit Ghostwriter.
Yeah.
These aren't just text editors anymore. They have AI baked right in.
Baked in how?
Meaning the AI isn't just a separate chat window. It's actively suggesting code as you type, completing functions, even helping you refactor code, all within your editor in real time. They're really good starting points for this AI-assisted journey.
So the AI is right there with you, like a pair programmer.
Kind of, yeah. A constant co-pilot. Then second, you need access to powerful LLMs. These conversational AI tools, ChatGPT, Claude, Gemini, they're crucial.
And they do more than just write code.
Oh, yeah. They're your brainstorming partner, your research assistant, even your debugger sometimes. You can ask them to explain tricky concepts, explore different ways to build something, or figure out why your code is breaking. They speed up the thinking part, not just the writing.
It's like having an incredibly patient senior dev on call 24/7.
Pretty much. Instant feedback, instant explanations, and finally, and this might sound basic, but it's maybe more important now, version control.
Like Git and GitHub, why more important?
Exactly. Think of GitHub not just as backup, but as your lifeline and your history book in this super fast development cycle.
Okay.
Because AI can generate code so quickly, you absolutely need a solid way to track changes, roll back if the AI goes off track, and manage collaboration. Especially when the code is evolving so rapidly. It's about keeping control, keeping your sanity, really, when you're dealing with potentially large amounts of AI-generated code.
Version control as a sanity check against AI speed. I like that. That makes a lot of sense. Okay, so even though vibe sounds all free-flowing, having the right tools and structure is key. Which brings us to the idea of rules. It feels a bit weird having rules for vibe coding, but our sources mentioned some guidelines.
Absolutely. And think of them less as strict rules, more as smart ways to work. Guiding principles to stay efficient and keep quality high while you're in that creative flow. The first one is use a template.
A template. Okay, that does sound a bit unvibey. Doesn't that restrict creativity if you're starting with something rigid?
Huh. It does seem counterintuitive, right?
Yeah.
But think of it like jazz. Musicians improvise, sure, but usually over a known structure, like a chord progression.
Okay. The structure enables the freedom.
Exactly. The template handles the repetitive stuff. The setup, authentication, basic configuration, all the boilerplate that usually pulls you out of your flow. By using templates, whether they're from open source, frameworks, or your own projects, you handle the predictable parts up front. It frees you up to focus your creativity on the unique parts of your project, ensuring consistency and a solid foundation without the initial friction.
Okay, structured creativity, got it. Removes the boring bits first. Smart. What's rule number two?
Second, utilize AI tools within your editors. This is key. Don't just rely on a separate chatbot.
Right, the integrated tools you mentioned, like Copilot Chat or Cursor Chat.
Yeah, use them directly inside the editor. ask them to create new files, write functions based on your description in plain English, refactor code that looks messy, or even explain concepts right there in your code using comments. It's faster, obviously, but it also keeps the AI aware of your project's context, and it helps with documentation too.
Instant context-aware help. That must keep the momentum going, help stay in the vibe.
Definitely. Next up, find and research using AI. This goes beyond just simple web searches.
How so?
You use AI to stay current with AI coding techniques themselves, learn new, innovative ways to use the tools, and grasp new concepts quickly. Instead of reading 10 blog posts, ask an AI to summarize the best practices for using a new library or explain an algorithm. It dramatically cuts down research time. It accelerates your learning while you're developing.
A personalized, super efficient tutor. Makes sense.
Exactly. Fourth, create your own prompt bank. This is huge for productivity, individually and for teams.
A prompt bank, like saving the good questions you ask the AI.
Precisely. Why spend time figuring out the perfect way to ask the AI to generate, say, a specific type of test or set up a certain database structure every single time? Find prompts that work well for common tasks and save them. It boosts your own speed, and if you share these effective prompts with your team, it helps everyone work more consistently and efficiently. It democratizes the skill within the team.
Like building a shared library of effective AI commands or spells, as someone called them. I like that.
Yeah, exactly. And the last rule, smart clone.
Smart clone.
It means don't always start from a blank slate. Often, it's much faster to start with an existing working code base, maybe an open source project that does something similar to what you need. Clone that functional base and then start modifying it. It's fantastic for rapidly prototyping an MVP. Why build the basic engine if someone already built a great one you can adapt?
Right. Why reinvent the wheel when you can just customize a really good existing car? Okay, those rules make a lot of sense for efficiency, but what about best practices? Going beyond the rules, how do you really get good at this, really master the vibe coding workflow?
Good question. Once you've got those guidelines, there are practices to really elevate the process and ensure quality. First big one, debug quicker.
The bane of many developers' existence. How does AI help here?
It's a massive help. Instead of hours spent staring at logs or cryptic error messages, you can often just paste the error or the faulty code into an AI tool. It can explain the problem, suggest specific fixes, sometimes even pinpoint the exact line causing the issue. Debugging time can shrink dramatically. It's like having that rubber duck, but one that actually talks back with useful answers.
That must be a huge relief. Takes away so much frustration.
It really does. Second best practice. Use different AI tools. Don't just stick to one.
Diversify the toolbox.
Yeah. Just like a craftsman has different tools, having GitHub Copilot, Replit, Cursor, maybe others, lets you tackle different tasks more effectively. One might be better for quick suggestions, another for deeper code analysis or refactoring, another for generating whole components. Having a range gives you flexibility and helps you maintain that flow state by always using the best tool for the specific job at hand.
So you curate your own AI toolkit for different needs, not a one-size-fits-all thing.
Exactly. And maybe the most crucial practice, connecting back to your earlier question about quality, test and retest.
Ah, testing. Even if the AI generates code.
Especially then. AI can be great at generating tests, even unit tests for the code it just wrote. That's helpful. But you absolutely must still do manual testing. Human oversight is critical.
Which raises that important point again, balancing AI help with human judgment. If the AI writes the code and the tests, are we just checking its homework with its own answers? How do we avoid automating mistakes?
That's the danger. Relying only on AI testing could miss subtle bugs, edge cases, or logical flaws that a human with context and critical thinking would catch. Human testing isn't just about finding bugs. It's about making sure the software actually does what it's supposed to do, that the user experience makes sense. AI isn't quite there yet. So these practices streamline things, yes, but they also highlight that human intelligence and judgment are still indispensable.
Okay, so we've covered what vibe coding is, why it's popular, the tools, the rules, the best practices. So what does this all mean for the future? Big picture time, where is this heading for the industry, for careers? Is traditional coding just going away?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And the consensus from our sources seems to be it's nuanced. Traditional coding, real deep in the weeds, low-level stuff. That's not disappearing.
Look, for operating systems, high-performance computing.
Exactly. Performance-critical apps, embedded systems, specialized algorithms, places where every cycle counts, where you need direct control, human expertise in specific languages, in hardware interaction, that will absolutely still be needed. Vibe coding isn't replacing all coding.
Okay, that's reassuring for folks with deep skills.
Right, it's augmenting coding, and it's definitely creating a major new direction for how most applications, especially web apps, mobile apps, business logic, will likely be built.
So more like an evolution, adding a new powerful layer rather than a total replacement.
I think that's a good way to see it. And what's really interesting is how it changes the definition of creativity in tech. Vibe coding is driving this culture of innovation, making it easier to experiment quickly. It shifts the focus, you know, less on the mechanics of writing syntax, more on the art of solving problems and designing great user experiences.
Which must ripple out into how teams are structured, how people work together, if the roles are shifting?
Absolutely. The lines between traditional roles are getting blurrier. Think designers, developers, product managers. Their jobs are becoming more intertwined.
How so?
A product manager might use prompts to generate a quick prototype based on user feedback. They might iterate on that with a designer directly using AI tools. Then maybe they hand off a more refined AI-generated code base to a traditional developer for optimization or integration. It breaks down those old silos, encouraging more cross-functional collaborative work.
So teams become more fluid, adaptable. The path from idea to product gets shorter and involves different collaborations.
That's the idea. Ultimately, the core of vibe coding isn't just about code. It's really about creating experiences, building solutions, using natural language and AI as your primary tools. It's about communicating your intent to the AI effectively. This is going to have huge long-term effects on careers, on team structures, on innovation itself. It feels like we're moving towards a future where your imagination and ability to articulate ideas are maybe the most valuable skills.
And there we have it, our deep dive into this really fascinating world of vibe coding. We've looked at what it is, why it's taking off, the tools you need, the rules and best practices to guide you, and started to glimpse its pretty transformative future. So here's something to chew on. If vibe coding makes creative problem solving through natural language so much more accessible, if it lowers the barrier to creating software this dramatically, what happens next? What kinds of completely new ideas, things we haven't even thought of, will emerge when almost anyone, regardless of their coding background, can bring their vision to life using AI? It feels like we're just scratching the surface of what happens when creativity gets unleashed from the old constraints. We really hope you'll explore this more. Look up those tools we mentioned, Cursor, GitHub Copilot, ChatGPT, Claude, play around with prompting. The future of software isn't just coming, it feels like it's being vibed into existence as we speak. Thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive.